Congregation may be seated. If the children will head this way for the children's message.
You guys remember Sarah Grace, right? Sarah Grace is going to do our children's message tonight. Does that sound good?
Hi, guys. I know it's been a while. I've been working, trying to adult. It's not working out very well, but it's okay. So this morning, I've got a paper with three letters on it. It says NGU. Does anybody know what these letters might mean?
Nuggets?
Nuggets are always good. Okay, I'll tell you two stories, and then we'll try and figure it out. So the first story is going to go along with one of our readings today. There was this woman in the Bible, and somebody had done wrong by her. And she went to a judge, and she was like, "Can you please give me justice against this person?" And he was like, "No, go away." And she just kept coming back and kept coming back. And eventually, the judge got annoyed with her and said, "You know what? I'll give you justice. Get on with your way." The other story is that there was this little boy, and every day he asked his parents for a trumpet. He just wanted a trumpet so bad. And they said, "Nope, you're not getting one." One day, he went to a music store and found one in perfect condition, case and all, and he told his parents how much it was. And they eventually were like, "He's not going to stop bugging us if we don't get it." So they got it for him. And he played band throughout high school. He got a college scholarship, and then he went to play in one of the most famous orchestras. So going off those two stories, what do you think, maybe going back to the letters or just the stories, what do you think I'm trying to tell you? Yeah, they were bugging him. But what I'm trying to get at is that neither the woman nor the little boy gave up. They kept going, and there were things that got in their way. The judge and the parents, everything got in their way, but they never gave up. And in my personal life, I've been going through some stuff with work and school, and I'm just kind of getting a little bit annoyed myself and feeling like, should I quit? But in my head, I know that I'm not going to give up. Hence the three letters, never give up, because God knows exactly what he wants me to do, right? And I'm not going to give up on my faith. I'm not going to give up on school or work or anything like that, because every little thing in my life, God has planned out, right? And if we were to give up on God, that would kind of suck, wouldn't it? We wouldn't be like the little boy or the woman. We wouldn't get what we wanted because we wouldn't have faith in God. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah? So don't give up, whether you don't get on a basketball team at school, or you don't get an A in school, or your friend's upset with you. Don't give up, okay? And as you get older, keep this in mind too, because things are a little bit harder, but with God by your side, it's a piece of cake, okay? Let's say a little prayer. Dear God, please help us to never give up and always remember you are with us. Amen.